In a state known for its innovative health care, Massachusetts falls way behind other states in telemedicine. We're just one of 14 states where remote electronic medical consultations are not guaranteed to be covered by insurance. That might have changed had state lawmakers approved a major health care bill before wrapping up formal sessions this week, but that didn't happen. It's a disappointment, we expect, to telemedicine advocates, including Kate Audette. Audette is the Director of State Government Relations at Boston Children's Hospital and is with us this morning. Good morning, Kate, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So are you disappointed?
While there was much progress that we are very pleased with during this past legislative session, ultimately we are disappointed that we didn't get the final outcome we wanted.
Explain, if you would, what falls under telemedicine and why you think it should be covered by insurance.
Telemedicine, really broadly defined, provides a modality option for patients and consumers to choose how they access their health care. It could mean a secure, HIPAA-compliant video conference with their provider, or in some other cases, it could mean that images that a provider takes in their office are scanned and sent over for a second opinion by another provider. At Boston Children's Hospital, we've heard loud and clear from our pediatric patient population that they want to see this option, this choice, given to them as consumers of healthcare. Children in particular are raised in a society where technology surrounds them. So I think that kids and their parents have trouble understanding why there are barriers to infusing this type of technology and innovation into how they access healthcare.
I assume part of it is speed and access, right? Because a lot of parents and children come to Children's Hospital, Boston Children's Hospital, from a long way away. And if they can consult with their medical professionals by telemedicine instead of having to actually come to Boston, things can be done more quickly.
Absolutely. Not only can things be done more quickly, but it saves time and money for our patients and families. In addition, living in a region like Massachusetts, you know, inclement weather certain times of year becomes a real barrier in terms of accessing care for everyone, not just kids and families. So the convenience of being able to keep a long-standing appointment that you've had with a provider in the middle of a snowstorm without having to leave your home just makes sense.
What's the position of insurance companies regarding their appetite for covering telemedicine?
You know, thankfully, the appetite of insurance companies to cover telemedicine is evolving. We're seeing more and more insurance companies dip their toe in the water of covering telemedicine. The problem is right now it's a really patchwork approach, which is why we were working with the legislature to get a comprehensive solution that would ensure coverage and access to nearly all individuals in Massachusetts that were interested in using telemedicine.
That doesn't quite explain why Massachusetts is one of the last states not to guarantee coverage. What have you come up against? What's the explanation?
So I think that from my perspective, there are really two explanations. Some of the states that have really been out front early adopters of telemedicine include states like Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and Alaska. There, they have significant geographic challenges and access to care, so it makes sense that they were early adopters. Here in Massachusetts, we don't have some of the same severity of challenges that those states face, so I think that's one of the reasons that we lag behind. In addition, I'm an advocate that's worked on this bill and this type of legislation for over 10 years, and in the early years of doing this advocacy work, we really weren't well organized. But now there's a new statewide coalition with over 30 members that's been active for the last 2 years, and we're better organized and doing the work of educating our elected officials about why telemedicine is important.
So, Kate, look ahead. What are you hearing from state lawmakers? Are you optimistic or not that telemedicine could receive legislative approval in the next legislative session?
We are extremely optimistic. Telemedicine is really a critical part of the future of healthcare in this state and in this country. So we know that something has to be done. We are extremely pleased that the legislature took such an interest in telemedicine this current session, even though we didn't get it across the finish line. So as advocates, we will be back again next session, and we really look forward to working with our legislators to finally getting a win on this.
Thank you, Kate Audette, Director of State Government Relations at Boston Children's Hospital. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.